There is a group of local business people who have got together and said, you know what, we just want to look after Queensland, look after our families, look after our staff and our community. And these government mandates are going to absolutely destroy all of the above, not to mention the obvious trampling of human rights. And so they've gotten together and basically had some extraordinary public meetings, town hall meetings with Senator Pauline Hanson and Senator Matthew Canavan recently, which had great results, enormous turnout and fairly positive press coverage, even on the lying harlot media. This is the kind of thing that can be done and should be done in every local council, in every city, in every town, in every community, right across the state of Queensland and New South Wales and right across Australia, where businesses are being forced to be authoritarian on behalf of the government. People are losing their jobs as if there hasn't been enough economic suffering already. This is just extraordinary and it has to stop yesterday.
This day here is it is just pivotal for our community, not only as this shire, but also to send ripple effects out into every other shire in Australia to unite us, to know and send a clear message that we've had enough. This is not just about today, it's about the future and the future freedoms of everyone that is on this land.
As a business owner and as a member of the community, like many of you here, I think the mandate and the what was issued last week by our Premier is absolutely ridiculous, and it is incredibly impossible for business owners and people to try and enforce those expectations on people who work for us and people who visit our venues. It is not my role in any way, shape or form, and I employ hundreds of people to mandate what people do and choices that people make with regards to their own medical health. So for me to be asked to do that by a government is beyond ridiculous. Regardless of whether I do or don't support vaccination, that is not the issue for me at all. The issue is that people have the right to choose about what they do with their lives. They have the right to venues that they want to attend. They have the right to manage their own health how they want to help manage it. So I do think that the mandate is absolutely hideous. I won't be enforcing it.
G'day, I'm Scotty from Keppel Explorer. We love our community here, we love our kids and we love our freedom. Your medical choices, they're just not our business.
So joining me right now is Laura Thrumble and Robin Booth. Thank you very much for coming on to Pillow Talk to share your story, ladies. How are you?
Hi, David.
Right.
Laura, can you tell me first about your business and the industry in?
We're in the tourism business, so hospitality with restaurants. So it has COVID's already affected us a lot, but the new mandates will as well.
Yeah, of course. And Robin, the industry your business is in?
Okay, so we're in manufacturing and construction. These mandates don't necessarily affect us now, but they will come.
In what way do you think they will come, if not now?
Well, look, as we've seen rolled out in all the other states, they start with a couple of industries, then they roll on to the next one and the next one. And we've seen the outcome right of what happened down in Victoria when all the tradies went to the union location and they just gave it to them because the unions were not standing up for them. Tradies have a really, really strong voice, but it's a huge industry, the trade industry. So maybe they leave that one sort of near the end because it's a bit trickier to deal with as tradies, because they can't come to necessarily a shop front with tradies because tradies are just on the road all the time. But whereas businesses like Lorith's, they can come straight to your shop front and it's easier to start with those type of businesses.
Yeah, the CFMEU in Queensland has been a fair bit more robust in its criticism of the government than the equivalent in Victoria. The CFMEU in Victoria just rolled over like cowards. So that is good. And look, you're very right and very wise, as everybody should have been 2 years ago when the government first started behaving in a tyrannical manner and removing basic freedoms. It was always going to be a slippery slope, and whether it was 20 years from now or 20 months, the result was always predictable, and it's incredibly essential to be vigilant. Now, you ladies have been exactly that. Lorith, how did this whole idea of some resistance and pushback at a local level happen? We'll get to details about the happy ending so far with your local council this morning unanimously agreeing to declare the Shire a pro-choice community. But how did this whole initiative get started? Who was it that put their minds together first and said, let's do something?
Look, there was just a few of us, about five business owners that started talking to each other, and we just spoke about our concerns and you know, the things that we were seeing and the news that we were hearing, and we have a lot of employees between those five businesses. We probably employ roughly close to 100 people, and we started talking to each other because we had a lot of employees that came to us and said, look, we are concerned. We don't, you know, we don't want to be forced to have these vaccines. And I guess it just kind of rolled on from there.
First and foremost, we wanted to see if there was other businesses that thought like us. We weren't sure if we were a minority. So what we did is, within 4 days, we just called out to as many business owners that we sort of knew and said, hey, do you have the time? We'd like to just get together and meet and find out if you have concerns about possible mandates. So now the mandates hadn't come out yet, but they were feeling that something was going to happen soon. So within 4 days of doing that, we had 50 people turn up, and that just like surprised us like you wouldn't believe. So we really wanted to get their voice. We didn't want to stand up there and give our little spiel about, you know, our thoughts and everything else. So we put them into groups, and particularly one thing I'm really, really big on is you need to get to know other businesses in town. So I said, do not sit with people you know. You need to sit with other people. You need to get to know these people, because these people have to, you know, come in and support you if required. So we asked them to sit down, brainstorm. What are your questions that you have that are concerning you? And we need to know, how do you think we can make our voice heard? So that's how it all started, with just that one meeting.
So for those people who are just joining us, in the centre of screen is Lorith Rumble, and to her right on the screen is Robin Booth. They are from the tourism industry and the construction industry, and they're based in or near Yeppoon, which is in the Livingston Shire Council. And these ladies have been part of a small group of five people who got a group together to push back against vaccine mandates out of concern for the impact on businesses, not just profits, but businesses represent families, they represent people, they represent employees' families, and it's, you know, the one of the wildest notions I think I heard in the last 2 years was the idea that some jobs were non-essential. Try telling that to your kid or your family, that your job isn't essential and the government thinks it's not essential for you to be employed. It's totally okay to lock you down and keep you at home. What happened after that group of 50 people? You got 50 people together, which is a great turnout. Did you obviously got the feeling rather quickly that there was a deep undercurrent of fear, if not anger and disagreement with the policies that the Queensland government has unilaterally announced?
I've been in the area for probably 5 years now. I'm a business owner. I just believe people should have the choice, the right to their own body, and the right to choose, you know, their freedom, really. And I feel like, you know, Australia's not so much of a free country anymore.
We're from Keppel Sands. I own a little business there called the Keppel Sands Co-op. And COVID has impacted on us very severely, and the changes of these mandates is a major problem for us. We're from a small community where it's hard to find staff anyway, and if we can't employ people people who haven't been vaccinated, we have a major problem.
I have had a business here for 15 years in Yeppoon. It's everyone else in my region here in Yeppoon who will be affected. We are not for or against vaccines. We are against discrimination to all businesses.
So, Robin, what was the next step and how did you get to the town hall meeting from that initial interest meeting, which had about 50 people turn up?
Okay, so we sent off stuff to, Loris did up letters and sent off stuff to our Capricorn Enterprise to try and get a voice from our government. And but I actually had a customer called Mr. James Ashby, who is Pauline Hanson's secretary. And he lives here in Yeppoon. So I rang him and I said, mate, is there a way that you can come and just talk to our group and let us know what Pauline's doing? And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get Pauline here instead. So it was just that one phone call. And that's what started it rolling. And then someone else asked our other federal leader, Michelle Landry, to come. She said, look, unfortunately, I'm in another location, but I'll ask Senator Matt Canavan. And so he said, yep, I'll be there. And that happened in the same week that the mandates came out, that they said yes. And so we just got the information out there. Again, I believe it was only 4 days that we told everybody in the community as much as we could. And that was 2 weeks after our first meeting that we then held it.
So that was remarkably quick progress. And I actually saw some reports in the press that there were as many as 500 people into that small town hall meeting, which is a great turnout anywhere in regional Australia.
Yeah, we were just blown away. The hall was overflowing. There was over 379 business owners there that night and everyone was just...
How many business owners?
379.
Wow. Wow. That's enormous. What's the population of Yeppoon?
We've got about 20,000 on the coast.
Okay, and so what happened in the meeting?
So we basically started it off with one of the medical professionals in our community that lost her job, or she's been put on special leave. And she did a talk about what she's seen and the statistics and what's happening in other countries and talking about a whole bunch of topics. The talk was incredibly captivating and informative, factual. And after she spoke, we then took the questions from our first meeting when we had the 50 business owners, and we tabled that to both Senator Hanson and Senator Canavan. They were both really great. They spoke out against the mandates. Matthew Canavan said he will vote for Senator Hanson's bill that she's tabling to federal government on stopping the vaccine mandates and no discrimination laws against the unvaccinated. So we had a great outcome from that meeting. And a lot of the questions was answered, and it was just really amazing.
We've got beef cattle in the local area, and we've got a couple of businesses that we run in the Central Queensland area, and we're just here today to try to get some control on state government with their state of emergency laws. My concerns are what the precedent this sets for future.
My bill is a private meds bill. It is to actually stop mandatory vaccinations, plus also you cannot discriminate against anyone who wants to have, about having a vaccination. So you can't discriminate, whether it's in business, working for someone, accommodation, goes through the whole lot. So that's what my bill is about. Let me explain to you. Now, I was surprised to hear Matt say tonight he will support my bill, which I'm very shocked and thrilled. Thank you, Matt. The Premier of Queensland, what she's put up on her website, she said it is in line with the National Cabinet. Who heads the National Cabinet? The Morrison government. The Morrison government, he stood up there and said, we will not agree with mandating. He's backing it all the way. He knows he can't do it under the Australian Constitution, Section 5123A of the Australian Constitution. He cannot impose civil conscription on the people with medical procedures. He knows he can't do it under the Constitution, so he's allowed the states to do his dirty work for him. We I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I am absolutely disgusted with what they are doing and take away our rights. They are our rights. That the people thought were what's happening in this country and see that innocent people are dying, having put the shit into their bodies when they don't want to. They don't want to have it. This is not the country that I grew up in. I am so privileged and so fortunate to be a member of parliament to try and represent you to the best of my ability. As Matt said, you can't do it alone. No, you can't. But where there is a will, there is a way. I never gave up standing for Parliament. They called me a serial candidate because I knew I had something to offer. Maybe it is my time now to push this one issue for the Australian people to make sure... I know what I would do. If I still had my shop, I wouldn't be having the vaccine and I would not be closing my doors and I would not sack my staff who do not want to. I can't tell you what to do. But that's my response. I picked up the phone to my daughter 2 weeks ago. She lives in Tassie. And she said, Mum, I've had to get the jab. And she said, Mum, she said, it would break my heart if I could never get home again to see you. And she said, that'd be worse for me. She said, I've taken a risk. So she's coming up, first time in 2 years, she's coming up home for Christmas in January. But she said, no one in the wide world are they ever going to give it to my children. But this is, I know, what people are going through. They are forced. They're forced because they're going to lose their jobs, lose their homes, lose their mortgages, lose killing their loved ones. I know, I understand it, I get it. And I have my phone ringing off the hook from people who are terrified what's going to happen to them and asking me what should they do. I'm going to try and do the best that I possibly can. I'm going to put as much pressure on the government as I possibly can. And I'm so grateful to for Matt saying tonight that he will back me. And I know that I will get this point. Then it is up to us then to put pressure and make those changes. Then it's up to our Prime Minister, who's supposed to be the leader of this nation, see if he's true to his words and said he will not mandate it, which he says. He's got the opportunity now, next week, to actually pass my bill with the full support of his government. If not, you know what I say to you? Throw him out at the next election.
Now, how did it get from the town hall meeting to the Livingston Shire Council? Were some of the councillors and council leaders, mayor, deputy mayor, in attendance? Did they speak at the meeting?
Yes. So we sent out an email and asked them all if they would attend. We had all of them bar one. And the mayor came up to me at the end of the meeting and he said that was so run so well. Thank you very much. And I said, so mate, how can you help us? Let's get down to the nitty gritty. What can you do for us businesses? What can you do for your shire? So the next day, not by coincidence, as I said, in the kingdom of God, nothing is by coincidence. They had their monthly council meeting and he put a point right at the end of the meeting. He called an emergency motion about what happened the night before and what the businesses are asking us to do. And so they then said, okay, we will spend the following day asking legal advice in regards to this and where we stand as a council. And this morning they ran that special meeting at 7:30 this morning. And it was just an amazing moment that happened today. But one of the most amazing things is the people heard about this meeting everybody got the news out, and we would have had 200 to 300 people standing outside the council chambers. And as the councillors came in, we clapped, we applauded, we thanked them very much for doing this for us. And when the councillors started the board meeting, they said, never ever have we had people waiting out the council chambers before we proceed a meeting. And even to just applaud and thank us, that is a really unique manner. Because we've got to realise, yes, there's a moment to protest, but then when people are going to go in to fight for you, you've got to applaud them, you've got to thank them, and that gives them courage and makes them go, okay, we can do this for these people. So that's what happened this morning.
Yeah, fantastic, and really well said. It's very appropriate and essential to get behind those elected officials and bureaucrats who are going to stick their neck out and fight for what's right, potentially at political and career cost to themselves. That's what we elect them for, and we shouldn't leave them alone as they get to it. We have to get right behind them and make sure we've got their back. And the whole world and Lying Harlot Media know that they are representing the quiet Australians, and we do not consent to medical tyranny and authoritarianism and the removal and trampling of God-given human rights. Government didn't invent freedom. They're meant to protect our rights, not grant them and waive them arbitrarily. Lorith, would you like to see this kind of thing spread to other councils, other shires and cities around Australia? And if there are business people watching now outside the Livingston Shire Council, then what would your advice be to them on how they can get a similar kind of result in their city?
Look, we really just want to encourage everyone to stand up for what they believe in, to speak up, contact your representatives, local council, state members, opposition members, federal members. Tell them how you're feeling. Get other businesses together. Get your community together. We've got to stand up against this. We, like you said, we are in a very slippery slope of losing our freedom at the moment. And I think this is a pivotal moment in our history of the country. So I really just want to say, you know, do it. We have to just do everything we can to stand up for our rights.
We're business owners here in Yeppoon, and we're here today because we believe that the mandates and all the regulations and so forth that the Queensland government are putting up are wrong, and we actually think they're illegal, and we are here to help support our council as they go into a meeting this morning to make very, very important decisions for our future. We're not anti-vaxxers, we're not against vaccine or for it. It's got nothing to do with that. It's all about not being forced to do something that you are not comfortable with for whatever reason.
Look, the Premier is an intelligent woman, and she will figure out, I would hope, from reading this and reading the previous motion, the strength of conviction of our business community around this, and also the fact that we have convened a meeting, an urgent meeting, well outside the normal parameters of our meeting process, that she would understand the urgency and the importance of this and the degree of passion and angst behind it. And so I think the word reconsider there is appropriate, but obviously if this gets voted down, I'm more than happy to sort of consider any other alternatives. So on that, councillors, there's a move from myself, seconded by Councillor Mather. We'll go to the vote on this one. All in favour? Councillor Noting, Councillor Hutton, Councillor Watson, Councillor Mather and myself. Those against? Councillor Friend. Yeah, Councillor Friend's against, I think. Councillor Friend?
Yes.
Yep. So the motion is carried.
Every single one of our councillors and the mayor unanimously said that we want to push and support businesses in all of these matters of we don't have to push onto our employees to get vaccinated. We don't have to check our customers as they come in if they're vaccinated or not. There was a list of all these things. The thing that really broke me down today in that meeting was one of the councillors said that yesterday his son, who would be about 19, 20, just had the jab and he was admitted to hospital yesterday and he just burst into tears. It has driven home big time into our community. You know, it's going to make our voice even stronger and louder. And yeah. One amazing thing about it is this. One of our councillors is actually in the Whit Sundays at the moment at a big council conference. And everyone from Gladstone North, all the council representatives are at this conference. She said, Robin, tomorrow it's going to be my turn to talk. She said, I'm going to tell them all what our council has done. And this is what we need to happen. We need to get this word out and we need to, everybody, whatever council you're in, as Laura said, you get in there and you get their emails, you get their texts, their mobile numbers, you email them, you text them. Don't do it once, do it twice, do it three times. Just keep sending stuff to them, sending stuff to them until they listen. And look, if you can get your community together, I am sure everybody in every shire is upset about these mandates.
Of course.
Someone in your community, get a team of people like we did, organise a meeting and, I don't know, invite a representative along, invite a Labor politician, you know. They're the ones who are putting this in place. Go yell at them. I don't care. Just they need to hear our voice. Yeah. So we just, if we don't speak now, our voices will be silenced. This is, as Laura said, a pivotal time in history. And what we're hoping is what has happened in Yeppoon today is now going to create a ripple effect through all of Queensland, and it'll give everybody this hope and this courage. I went to my chiropractor this morning after the meeting, and he knew nothing about all this was going on. And I know he just does not want to be vaxxed. He was in tears nearly with me. He said, Robin, this is shit. And it is. That's what he said to me. I don't want to get vaccinated. This is everything that we're against as a chiropractor. And I went in there today and I said, mate, did you hear what happened? And he just broke down in tears. He couldn't believe it, that this has happened, that someone's listened and someone is standing up for them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations to you both. Congratulations to the Livingston Shire Council and Mayor Andy Ireland. Extremely well done.
Yeah.
Your shire, your residents, Queensland and the nation standing up and applauding the integrity and character. And, you know, Scott Morrison has just today come out and said he really doesn't want states to be imposing these mandates. I think this is the 15th position he's had on the topic. And what we want to see is something along the lines of legislation actually saying you don't get to trample human rights because you're in a bad mood or because the health advice says so. These are inalienable. I put a post on Facebook yesterday highlighting that this is in the Liberal Party's statement of beliefs. The first item in their statement of beliefs is in the inalienable nature of human rights and freedom. And that's what we want to see is some consistency from the Liberal government currently asking us to re-elect them. Make this law. Human rights are inalienable and you don't get to trample them because somebody said there's a pandemic. It doesn't matter. They're inalienable. That word means you can't take them away during a pandemic or war or anything else at all. There is no excuse good enough to violate human rights. No. And you can love the jab, go out and get it. But if you choose differently, you should be treated exactly the same as everybody else. It's shame on any employer that enables government tyranny by asking the questions the government is now asking them to ask. And nobody should answer. Everybody should answer that question from their employer. Mind your own business.
Yeah,
it's got nothing to do with anybody else. But what you ladies and your colleagues have done is help a whole council and a whole nation see that there is unity amongst business owners not wanting to be part of this tyranny. and not accepting it and standing up, being heard and counted and pushing back. So huge congratulations and thank you to you for your brave part in this. You've got better things to do, like running a business, than becoming political activists and lobbyists in a nation where government should just leave you alone to run your business, employ people and increase the nation's productivity and prosperity for everybody. Thank you for picking up the sword and entering the fight where so many politicians have failed to.
Can I say something?
Please.
This is to everyone watching. 2 weeks ago, the Lord got me up out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. He said, read the book of Esther. So I read it. And he said to me, we're in the days of Esther. If you look at the book of Esther, it's really not about her. The story is about Mordecai. Because Mordecai, this one man, refused to comply and bow down to Haman. Go and read the book. Go read the story. He refused to comply. Of a whole nation of Assyria, as this man, Haman, walked through the peoples and down the streets, only one man would not bow down. And his name was Mordecai. And it was him who put Esther in a position and said, you go and speak on our behalf, because if you don't do this, don't think because you're in the palace that you can be hidden away from this, but you and your families will die. But who knows, you've been put in this place for such a time as this. And I just want to say, everybody out there, you are the Mordecais who need to not comply. And then you need to cry out to the Esthers, which are our politicians, which are our shires, who can get in there and speak on our behalf. Don't comply. Stand strong. Link together. Support each other. And you will make an impact.
This is certainly a time for businesses around Australia to show their character. I hate the idea that any business would agree to turn away a group of people based on medical discrimination. I think that's just appalling. I hate that any business would be so spineless and lacking in character as to follow a government directive to ask their employees about their private medical information. That's just nobody's business. It's got nothing to do with anybody, especially something like, I don't even want to talk about the low risk of COVID, because a high risk wouldn't change my opinion. You still don't have a right to ask. This is fundamental to human rights and freedoms. And it's not about vaccine or mRNA or COVID or Wuhan flu or Fauci or any of that nonsense. It's got to do with government, stay out of our lives. If there's a risk, we'll manage it. Leave us alone. But oppressing 25, nearly 26 million people to protect an individual is incredibly selfish. What you need to be worried about is the devastating oppressive impact on nearly 26 million people, because you're taking away these fundamental rights that God ordained government should protect, not destroy. I'm seeing more and more just exciting, encouraging things where businesses are demonstrating kindness and openness, where they're saying, hey, we're pro-choice and we won't ask about your vaccine status. That's none of our business. Come on in. Everybody's welcome. That's the kind of Australia that I believe in and that I want to see more of. Annette Seymour, Robin, says that she's often thought of the story of Mordecai during this mandate environment we're in now.
Awesome.
And Kay Sheetha said, brilliant. And Beth Kenny, wonderful effort. Juzzy Dean said, well done. That's fantastic news for Queensland. Keep it rippling. Love from Victoria. Other people, good on you, guys and gal. It's gal, guy and gals, whatever. Love your work. Would love to see it grow in Victoria. A nasty comment about ScoMo that's entirely true, but I won't put on the screen. Somebody else says, well done, Livingston Shire. Awesome news. Bless you, ladies. Great stuff. Great feedback. And I'm sure there'll be a lot more great feedback.
Can I just say, if they want to keep in touch with what we're doing, we have a Facebook page called Capricorn Coast business owners pro-choice. It's public. Everyone can jump on there and they can just see what we've been doing, see what we send out to everybody, and, you know, just have a look and try and set up one yourself for your own area, you know.
Giving people something practical that they can do at the local level. It'd be great to see every local council take this principled stand and push back against tyrannical government.
Yeah. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much. If not now, then when will we see an end to all this pain? Oh, it's not enough to do nothing. It's time for us to do something.